first aircraft that came over to calibrate the station once it became operational. And the aircrew visited the station on a few occasions from Pierce, which wasn't too far down the road from where the USA station was. And we got to know the aircrew. So the aircraft took off and unfortunately crashed into the Darling Ranges on the eastern side of the RAF base at Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
It took quite a long time for the rescue people from Pierce to get to the site because it was quite rugged country. And I think that from memory there were a couple of survivors, but most of the occupants were killed. And I do remember there was one of the aircrew whose parents were alive in Melbourne, and somebody locally put flowers on his grave until she was elderly and not able to continue. And someone else, I think, stepped forward to do the same thing because the lady and parent in Melbourne could not attend the gravesite in Karrakatta where they were interred.
What kind of work was the Decatur doing?
Oh, they had a lot of NASA calibrating gear in there, and they were flying on tracks for the radar and the Velort radar and the acquisition aid and all the antennas could track it. So it was a simulation of a capsule overhead for training purposes for the station, which by that time was up to strength of about 35 staff, and that was its purpose. And it did the same thing for Woomera as well when that came on stream and then became operational. But because of this, it was replaced by an aircraft, a DC-4 from memory, that was flown out by NASA with an all-American crew on board. And they continued on with the calibration work. But the aircraft was a complete write-off, flying back to Edinburgh, South Australia, which is where it was based.